is a story all about how Oi's life got flipped, turned upside down, and he became a winner. So sit right there, you're tuned into a podcast by Oi's FBA. I'm Native American, born and raised in Shannon County, is where I ate most of my maize. A veteran, a medic, Twyla raised no fool, even coaching some b-ball at the high school. Had a couple of plans, that's when I understood, started making changes in my brain for good. I got my mind state right and I'm not scared. Instead you're thriving, not surviving, and now it's quite clear. I have two dads and both are here. 10 kids from two wives can be a pain in the rear. If anything, you can say that this man is rare, but I thought, man, let's spread it, so lend me your ear. I do blockchain talk from a great motivator, crypto enthusiast trying to make you greater. Build my own kingdom I can finally share. Motivated by life, it's Oi FBA.
Hi everybody, this is OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. My name is Oi Zephyr and I've been out a little bit, so I'm trying to get back into it. You know, I apologize. I really try to do this every week, sometimes twice a week. But, you know, when things aren't as life comes at us and work comes at us, you know, we get a little busy. So I got sidetracked, but I'm back. And this week, I want to talk about the blockchain. And I want to talk about how the blockchain can help developing countries build an economy. So let's get into that in a minute. But first, how are you all doing? How's it going? You know, I know you can't answer me back, but, you know, I want you all to be successful at whatever it is you're doing. I want you to be positive. I want you to be encouraging. I want you to lift others up with you in whatever it is you're doing with your life. That's how I view success. Success to me is, you know, letting other people hit the game-winning three-point shot once in a while. No, I was a basketball player a long time ago, and I coached some high school basketball. So I used to call this podcast show, basketball life and everything in between. And I since changed the title. But today we're going to get back into it. And we're going to talk a little bit about the blockchain and how it can help developing countries. Apologize about that. I forgot to put my phone on silent. So how blockchain can help developing countries build an economy. You know, I scheduled this actually for, nearly a month ago. And so I've been slacking. I apologize again. So I'm your host, Oi Zephyr, and I like to call this show Cryptocurrency, the Blockchain and Life, a podcast by myself. You know, I like to talk about cryptocurrency and tell some stories about myself because I come from a unique background on the Pine Ridge Reservation, home of the Oglala Lakota people. Now, this is my, seventh podcast. I lost count. But in my attempt to bring you more information more often, you know, it's like my 32nd, 34th podcast. I'm losing track here. Let me see, 32, maybe. This podcast is dedicated to the insights of cryptocurrencies and investment tips. I hope that all of you are doing beautifully. Let's get started with today's episode. But first, you know, I got to have that disclaimer because I'm not a certified financial planner, advisor, nor a certified financial analyst, nor an economist, nor a CPA, nor an accountant, nor a lawyer. I'm not a finance professional at all through formal education. I'm simply a cryptocurrency and blockchain enthusiast. You know, this is for entertainment purposes only. So follow my advice at your own risk. Let's move on. Shift gears a little bit. You know, how cryptocurrency can help developing countries. Let's talk about that. Poverty, corruption, inflation, high unemployment levels are some of the problems that are common to developing countries around the world. Years of political instability and poor governance has plunged some nations into devastating economic crisis. In more modern times, we have a president of the United States threatening to shut down the government if if his southern wall, doesn't make it into the budget. So where are we going with this? You know, with the fast-paced nature of growth and advancement in other more developed parts of the world, the prospects sometimes do seem bleak for these developing nations. However, the emergence of blockchain technology and cryptocurrency has brought renewed enthusiasm about the prospects of a rival in these countries. The focus of this is to examine possible answers to the big question of how cryptocurrency can be of use to these countries and in Indian country or Native America in North America. So one of those things it can do is reduce remittance costs. The global remittance system is based almost entirely on the activities of citizens of developing countries who are immigrants in the developed world. From time to time, these individuals have to send money back home. In order to do so, they have to rely on an intermediary service like Western Union, MoneyGram, Unitransfer, etc. These platforms collect fees and charges which considerably increase the cost of such transactions. According to figures released by the World Bank in 2017, the recorded remittance to developing countries in 2016 was about $441 billion, more than half of the total recorded global remittance. The figures also revealed that the global remittance for the sub-Saharan was an average of $20 to $200, which was the highest in the world. Now, you know, what is a remittance? You might be asking yourself. Well, just that fee you pay whenever you send money. You know, if you ever send a Western Union, you pay $10, $13, $33, or, you know, whatever it is. With cryptocurrency, the cost of remittance can be drastically reduced as well as the hassle required to receive international money transfers. Already, there are a number of platforms in Africa and Southeast Asia that are offering such services. SureRemit, a Nigerian-based blockchain-powered remittance system that will offer zero-cost cross-border transactions, launched their ICO in January of 18. In the Philippines, there is a platform called Rebit, that's R-E-B-I-T, which offers more efficient remittance services. Users of Rebit platform can send money at a much lower rate than conventional money transfers. Now, a second reason developing countries or Native America would benefit from the blockchain is to improve the financial inclusion. Lack of financial inclusion is a massive problem in many low-income countries around the world or around the United States. According to the World Bank, there are more than 2 billion unbanked people worldwide. And I have to admit, I was one of those people. Maybe 10, 15 years ago, I was banking with someone. I was having some trouble managing my own finances, and I was getting hammered with the fees. And, there was a bank recently in the last year or two that has hit the news because of their malpractice. I was with them, and, well, I got away from them. And I just used debit cards, prepaid debit cards, to get my paycheck on. So that's how I managed that problem. But there are more than 2 billion unbanked people worldwide. The majority of this number live in developing countries around the world. In countries like Pakistan, Chad, Burundi, Niger, Yemen, Cameroon, less than 15% of the adult population have bank accounts. Even the ones that do have bank accounts are said to be underbanked, meaning that they don't have access to premium banking services. This lack of access to banking instruments precludes them from being able to participate in global commerce. With cryptocurrency, services like M-Pesa and BitPesa, millions of unbanked people can finally get access to banking services and financial instruments throughout cryptocurrency. These platforms are offering cryptocurrency banking services through mobile phone apps. Telecommunications has been able to achieve a much greater market penetration than banking services. These crypto banking platforms are using the reach of telecoms to take financial emancipation to the doorsteps of the unbanked and underbanked. The end result is greater financial inclusion. There is also the added incentive of empowering small and medium-scale businesses. Local merchants can begin to think global in terms of imports and exports. Banks in developing countries like Nigeria are notorious for the unwillingness to give loans to small-scale businesses, even when suitable collaterals are provided. This is very common in Indian country, and some of you who are from this area know what I'm talking about. I will stop there. With cryptocurrency platforms like M-Pesa, that's M-P-E-S-A, M-Pesa, I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong, M-Pesa, and BitPesa, and Nebius, N-E-B-E-U-S, can offer crypto-backed loans to small-scale and medium-scale merchants. Now, there are cryptocurrency platforms that will... You can do like peer-to-peer lending and lend cryptocurrency to other people, but you really want to be careful when you're doing that, because there have been lots of scams where you will stake your money, and whenever you get on those websites, you learn what staking is. Basically, is you invest your money and you lock it in place, you know, kind of like a certificate of deposit, a CD, and you lock it in place for a certain time, and you make a certain percentage of interest off that. And then, so some of these businesses or websites, they shut down while your money's locked up, and they won't let you withdraw. Well, your cryptocurrency, they won't let you sell it. So, you know, with cryptocurrency, you do have to watch out for peer-to-peer lending sites. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. Use your common sense there. Okay, so another aspect of financial inclusion that many places in Africa and the rest of the developing world lack is access to international payment systems. Global commerce is largely dominated by the US dollar, and it requires specialized systems for payments and receipts. This is often a challenge for many merchants in developing countries, as they have no access to foreign exchange, as well as the means to pay and receive money in foreign currency. BitPesa is leading the charge in providing solutions to these problems, especially in the sub-Saharan Africa. In Indonesia, there's a service called 10X that provides a digital wallet, which allows users to receive Visa card payments. That's interesting. I'd like to really look into that. 10X, that is. So, you know, one of the other reasons the blockchain can help developing countries and native communities across the United States fight against corruption. Corruption is one of the major banes of low-income countries and Indian nations around the United States and the world. Lack of economic democratization and corrupt government officials have evinced a design that has left the collective commonwealth of these countries in the hands of a very few people, the 1%. The middle class has all but disappeared, and more than 70% of the population live below the poverty line. In developing nations, misappropriation of state funds by corrupt government officials is a big problem. Non-adherence to project contract best practices results in capital projects being handled by cabals, who divert state funds for their own personal interests. It's probably just a corrupt government official. The use of cryptocurrencies, especially those built upon smart contract protocols, will allow for a more transparent contract system with records on the blockchain being public. So citizens will be able to monitor the way in which state funds are being utilized. Another area of interest in the fight against corruption by cryptocurrencies is in developing countries is the election process. One trademark of the political landscape of the less developed nations is the fact that electoral bodies are largely partisan and hardly ever neutral. As such, elections are fraught with discrepancies and they undermine the fidelity of the process. We've seen that recently in our own United States election. Cryptocurrency and blockchain technology can be used to make elections in these countries to become free and fair, with the citizens being able to freely exercise their franchise. These are just some of the ways in which cryptocurrencies could benefit developing nations around the world. Cryptocurrency and blockchain technologies continue to be a heart of public consciousness all over the globe. It will surely be interesting to see what extent developing countries apply to cryptocurrency solutions and their problems. You know, I said this before and I'm going to say it again. The limits of the blockchain are really up to you and your imagination. Amazon is putting out a blockchain product, and it is going to be marketed to the common person who can build a blockchain software off of this product they're developing, you know, this trademarked patented product that they're developing. Cryptocurrency is really a more reliable form of currency, especially when it is decentralized. You know, centralized currency, that is a currency that is ran or organized or built, operated by one company, is really just that. You know, what happens if that company fails? Who has a say about inflation rates? Who has a say about interest rates, etc.? So decentralized currency is certainly a more beneficial type of currency, in my opinion. A key motive behind the formation of Bitcoin was to create a currency that was invulnerable to the effects of inflation. This would be massively welcomed in countries like Zimbabwe and others where hyperinflation has decimated the economy. And I believe I read an article a while back that, you know, Zimbabwe had a, I don't know, 1,000,000,000% inflation, and, you know, some ridiculous inflation rate. Cryptocurrency will also help job growth, and it's already doing that, creating jobs because developers are needed, and where developers are needed, it's creating new economies, and it's creating a new digital industry. The blockchain will disrupt dozens of industries outside of financial services in the next few years. In my opinion, that's why you hear banking execs saying crypto is a scam, crypto is this, blah, 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 blah. If crypto, you know, don't put your money in crypto. It's too risky. You know what? The money is made in risky investments. When you have a volatile market, that's where people make the most money who are investing. Ups and downs and ups and downs, because you buy low, sell high, buy low, sell high. That's the basic gist of investments. So, you know, blockchain is going to disrupt dozens of industries outside of the financial services in the next few years, and is expected to create thousands of jobs while doing so. In 2017, the blockchain job market grew 200% across the United States. Well, you know, what does that mean? I don't have the figures right now. There's no reason why a similar job explosion can occur in developing countries too, or on Indian reservations. 200%. Now, yeah, we have to have quality trained people. We have colleges in Indian country. Why not develop blockchain development programs within Indian country? They're online. Finding them is easy. Bringing in people, you know, maybe not so easy finding the right people. So, you know, those are just some ideas. And again, your mind is the limit here. So there, another thing you could do with the blockchain and developing nations or Indian reservations is develop a more reliable trust model. It has been suggested that the decentralized nature of blockchain could create a more reliable trust model in countries where there is a distinct lack of trust in the government. Smart contracts could be utilized in such a way that there's no fears about dishonest middlemen corrupting transactions. There's an exciting future for blockchain. Would you agree? You know, blockchain remains in its infancy, But there are plenty of signs pointing towards a future where it's utilized all over the world. If this does occur, developing countries have a lot of prosperity to look forward to, and Native nations. Guys, really need to start looking into it. And if you don't know where to start, hit me up and I'll point you in the right direction. So, you know, that's what I got for you guys today on how the blockchain can help developing countries build an economy. What are some of your questions? You know, I'm going to ask you something. You know, what are some of your ideas? What can the blockchain do for you? The blockchain, it's a technology. And the blockchain is a technology that created cryptocurrency. It's I wish I could just explain it to you, but it's like explaining, I'm not the best at it. What do you think? What are some of the things we can do to make this happen in Native nations across the United States or developing nations across the world? Hit me up, send me a message. You can find me at OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. I like Twitter. Twitter's good for cryptocurrency and blockchain stuff. So you can find me on there. I'm always Zephyr. I'll talk to you guys later. I'm out. Doksha Ake. We'll see you again.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.